The coronavirus pandemic has turned life as we know it upside down.
We're in the United States of America, and you think to yourself, how in the hell did we let this happen?
How are our communities, our jobs, and our daily lives changing? And where do we go from here?
We've spent billions of dollars hunting down terrorist cells. We don't do that with pandemics. That's the wrong approach.
America Interrupted, a new original podcast series from the PBS NewsHour, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the day's other news, tensions between hopes for a recovery and fears of new outbreaks made for another choppy day on Wall Street. But in the end, the market made up some lost ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 377 points to close at 23,625. The NASDAQ rose 80 points and the S&P 500 added 32. U.S. Senator Richard Burr stepped aside today as chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee over allegations of insider trading linked to the pandemic. The North Carolina Republican sold large amounts of stock just before the financial markets crashed in February. Burr spoke briefly today outside his Senate office after federal agents seized his phone on Wednesday.
This is a distraction to the hard work of the committee and the members, and I think the security of the country is too important to have a distraction.
Burr says that his stock transactions were based solely on publicly available information. The Senate voted today to reinstate surveillance provisions of the law used in terrorism investigations. Part of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, expired in March. The Senate added new civil liberties protections and sent it back to the House for a final vote. House Democrats are moving ahead with plans to vote tomorrow on a new pandemic relief bill. It totals $3 trillion for aid to state and local governments and more payments to Americans. But this time, Republicans and Democrats are divided, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made clear today.
It still reads like the Speaker of the House pasted together some random ideas from most liberal members and slapped the word coronavirus on top of it. An unserious product from an unserious House majority that has spent months dealing itself out of the crisis.
Now we're putting our offer on the table. We're open to negotiation, when people say partisan, it's like, wait a minute, it wasn't partisan when they did it. Did you say that? And we're saying, okay, here's our offer. Let's see where you are.
The Senate is not expected to consider the bill until after Memorial Day. In the Philippines, a powerful typhoon struck the eastern part of the country as the COVID-19 pandemic rages. Thousands of people had to go to crowded shelters despite the lack of social distancing in order to escape heavy rain and winds near 100 miles an hour. The swearing-in of Israel's new government was delayed today over infighting for cabinet positions. Instead, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former rival, Benny Gantz, announced that the ceremony will take place on Sunday. They agreed to a power-sharing deal to avoid a fourth election in the last year and a half. And back in this country, a federal appeals court revived a lawsuit charging that President Trump is still profiting from his Washington, D.C. hotel while he's in office. The District of Columbia and the state of Maryland have argued that he is violating the Constitution. The Justice Department and Mr. Trump's personal attorney said that they will appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Still to come on the NewsHour, two former White House chiefs of staff offer lessons learned from times of turmoil. Colleges across the country grapple with how to continue classes during a pandemic. The coronavirus exposes the healthcare shortcomings of the U.S. prison system, and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.